Okay, good morning. So last week we started the halachas of the 3 weeks. And hopefully it won't be negeh, but we'll speak out the halachas which are negeh now to beginning with Rosh Chodesh, which is next week, Friday. Rosh Chodesh Av, which is the beginning of the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av through Tisha B'Av. So we find that during these 9 days, one should lessen doing things of pleasure, such as not going to amusement parks and the like. Also, a Yisrael who has a court case with a non-Jew, he should try to postpone it until after Chodesh Av, at least after Tisha B'Av. One should try not to schedule a non-urgent surgery during the 9 days, or at least not during the week of Tisha B'Av. If possible, it should be during the 3 weeks at all. But that's if it's possible. Then we find also what's commonly known, that one should refrain from doing anything that the world views as a possible danger without a reason. That's why before one goes on a plane or even someone goes outside, you have to think sometimes, do I need to or I don't need to? But there's no issur, not that it's an issur, it's just that we try to refrain from doing these things without a reason. The halach is about building, renovating, painting, decorating an apartment. In each case, one needs to ask the shayla if they could do it during the 9 days or not. And about buying things during the 9 days, one should refrain from buying things that are not needed for these 9 days, unless it will cause a loss of money or time. Unless you're in a certain place where they sell it, and you're not going to be there after the 9 days. And to go back there, it's going to take a lot of time to drive back there or to fly there. So then that's also a heter, if there's a loss of money or time. However, just to do window shopping or to pick out what you want to buy after, to choose what you want to buy after 9 days, that's mutter. Buying is when you actually pay for it. To buy for the sake of a mitzvah is permitted, like buying svarim or shoes for Tisha B'Av, or if let's say someone has a chasna right after Tisha B'Av and they're not going to have time to buy a suit or whatever it may be for the chasnas, and then they'll be able to buy beforehand. Giving presents are mutter during the 9 days. Okay. Then we have the minhagim during the 9 days of washing clothes, wearing fresh clothes. One should not wash clothing even if it will be worn, even if it's not going to be worn until after Tisha B'Av. Still, you shouldn't wash the clothing because the being involved in washing clothing itself is mesiach das, removes your mind from the avelus of the 9 days. If a wash was started on every Chodesh before Shkia, it may continue after Shkia. The issur includes giving clothing to the dry cleaners during the 9 days. You can't give, even if it's a non-Jewish dry cleaners. If it's for Shabbos Chazon, so then if needed, there's room to be lenient for Shabbos Chazon. It's permissible also to bring clothing home from cleaners, meaning that if I gave it in before the 9 days, I can pick it up during the 9 days. We don't say that there's maris ayin over here. We don't say it looks like he gave it in during the 9 days. Spot cleaning is permissible. Now, the truth is that if you take a look at halacha, if someone has clothing that's very dirty or very sweaty, it's permissible for him to switch clothing, because he's not switching in such a case because he wants the enjoyment of wearing fresh clothing. He's doing it because the clothing that he's wearing is very dirty. Not that to you it's dirty, but it's really very dirty, and it's very or very sweaty. So be mutter for him to switch. But since we switch our clothing many times, even if the clothing that we're wearing is not holding by that point of being very dirty or very sweaty, and and we're putting out because we do want that the feeling of wearing fresh clothing or clean clothing. So that's where the minute comes from, that if you take away that freshness before the 9 days, whatever you do, whatever day it is, either by wearing it for a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, each person, that it feels like it was worn already. Whether you can wear two clothing at once, one clothing, the idea is that when you be putting it on, it lost that freshness. So you have to figure out what that is. But again, if someone's switching the clothing because what he's wearing is very dirty or very sweaty, then you wouldn't have to come out to this. So someone switches their clothing once a week, you might not have to try anything on. Okay. Socks and undergarments are not included in this minig that you don't have to try on beforehand. Polishing shoes or silver is permissible. Washing the floors is permissible. That's the meaning about washing clothing and wearing fresh clothing. Then we have the meaning of not eating meat and drinking wine. Now, the reason for this meaning is because karbanos were brought from Basa, from Behemoth, and there was the Nisach HaYayin, they used to pour wine on the Mizbeach, and that we lost. Therefore, to remember this, we do not eat meat and we do not drink wine during these days. This includes poultry and any food cooked with meat if it has a taste of the meat, right? If you have the potato from the chalent, if it has a taste of the meat, so then that's also included in this. Something cooked in a clean meaty pot is permissible. Grape juice is also included. Whiskey is not included. But,
we have traditions of beef flavor.
I don't think there's any beef flavor in there, is there? Do you come fleshic from it?
No.
So then it's bottle of shisha.
Pour some whiskey.
Yeah, pour some whiskey. Okay. Okay, one may taste meat and spit it out, right? If you're cooking during the 9 days for Shabbos or whatever it may be, you can taste it, but you have to spit it out. It's permissible to buy meat during the 9 days. There's no maris ayin that maybe you're buying it to eat in the 9 days. That's not a problem. Now, someone who cannot eat dairy products, it's permitted to eat chicken until the 7th of Av. In a situation where they must have it after the 7th of Av, so then you should ask a shayla. One may eat meat at a sutis bris milah, even if it's not on the 8th day. Let's say it was a bris milah that's pushed off, bar mitzvah on the day of his birth, or a seal. That's what we're waiting for. Okay. Bathing. This is the third minig here is bathing. The minig is not to bathe the shower of the body for enjoyment, right? This is the yisoid. For enjoyment. If you're bathing or you're showering for enjoyment, then you're not allowed to. For medical reasons or to remove dirt and sweat is permissible even during the week of Tisha B'Av. Now, one must be honest with himself that what he needs and limit it to that, right? Meaning, how much do I need in order to, how long do I need to stay in that shower? And how warm does the water need to be in order for me to remove that dirt or sweat that's on me, which is the reason why I'm taking the shower? But as soon as you have that warmth enough, or you're in the shower long enough for that extra few minutes of enjoyment, that you're not allowed to do during the 9 days. Same thing goes with using soap, shampoo. The soap or shampoo that's needed in order to remove the dirt or sweat is permitted. But more than that, one should not. And one who goes to the mikveh every day may do so even during the 9 days. Preferably if he can use the cold mikveh, but if not, then he can use the warm mikveh. But brushing teeth is permissible. And any questions?
Do you have to do
Eber
on tissue during
the 9 days? No. Just if you only your hand's sweaty, then you only let do your hand. Again, whatever is needed just to remove dirt or sweat.
Can one go for a jog and then?
Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to sweat yourself up, that you shouldn't, not to come to need to remove the sweat. But whatever you need to do in order to remove the sweat, that's what you have to do.
How about Shabbos?
So Erev Shabbos with more mekel. With more mekel. Someone always takes a warm shower on Erev Shabbos and then with more mekel then. Yeah.
My Svarim have Shosh Chalbay. This year is Nitcha, so.
Do you have this year?
Well, I don't know.
You have to find out your meaning, because the Mechaber himself brings down two Shittas.
Which are?
What?
Which are?
One says yeah, one says no.
What, by Nitcha?
Yeah, by Nitcha. So you have to find out what your meaning is. Okay?
Someone's allergic.
Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. If someone's, and he feels he needs to eat it, then yeah. Until the 7th of Av.